Hi guys, my name is Kenny Dussault, and this is the Elite Development Podcast. The goal of this show is documenting my journey as a coach, things I see in the industry, mistakes I see athletes make, things that I know you need to avoid. So basically, my goal is to help athletes avoid the difficult pitfalls of the world of elite performance sport and to help them reach their true potential. So if you are an up-and-coming athlete that is trying to build the career of your dreams, make sure you're following along this show. Make sure you go subscribe on the YouTube channel, on the podcast, and everywhere else you can. And now, let's get to the episode.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast, the number one show for athletes looking to gain an edge on their opponents and build their dream careers in sport. I am your host, Kenny Dussault, and today we are talking about how nobody owes you anything. Now, the reason we're talking about this is because I got a message yesterday that threw me off a little bit. I opened up my phone and I had a message that basically, like, I don't have the exact words on me, but I'm also not going to call this person out publicly and I'll talk about why. But basically it was like, or just leave me on red. All you influencers are the same. You're so egotistical and self-centered and like basically just like calling me a bunch of names. And like that threw me off a little bit. I was like, shit, what the hell did I do? And so I opened up the conversation and realized that I had been talking to this person a little while back. In their last message, they asked me to follow them. I missed the message because, guys, I get 50 to 100 messages every single day. And instead of, you know, responding back and being like, hey, just wanted to check here, or, you know, saying something nice, or maybe understanding the fact that I might get 50 to 100 messages a day, the person's next response was basically just ripping into how self-centered, egotistical, what a self-centered, egotistical influencer I am. Now, I'm not going to call this person out publicly because I responded and I told him, hey, I get 50 to 100 messages a day and sometimes messages slip through the cracks. So whatever is bothering you, I sincerely hope it gets better. And then he sent another message kind of, you know, a little bit coming back, apologizing for calling me the things that he called me, but still kind of complaining about influencers. And the advice I gave him was the advice we're going to talk about here, because I get that a lot where people send me messages just asking me to follow them. And guys, not that, you know, my social media account is like some incredible feat or anything like that, but like I've worked hard at it. I've put a lot of effort into it. I've put a lot of money into learning how to make it better, hiring coaches, everything like that to deliver more value for free. And I've literally never asked one person to follow me in my life. The only time I have is because if someone on TikTok has expressed interest in working with me, in order for me to be able to send them a message, they need to follow me. So I say, hey, follow me so that I can message you. And that's it. I've never just message someone and ask them to follow me. And the reason for that is because, plain and simple, no one owes me anything. You know, nobody needs to follow me. Nobody, you know, I'm not owed anything because of the value that I put out or because of the content that I work on improving. And it's the same thing for anybody listening here. Because the message that this guy sent said, I'm really trying to grow my Instagram, so if you could follow me, that would be great. And, you know, yeah, harmless message. Nothing wrong with shooting the guy a follower or something like that. But also, my view on this kind of thing is if you want people to follow you, put out things that they're going to want to see. You know what I mean? Pretty simple. Put out things that they're going to want to see. Give them a reason to want to follow you. And now I know we're talking Instagram follows, which really in the grand scheme of things don't mean shit, but it's the greater principle there. It's the greater principle there that, you know, of just entitlement, right? Coming out and asking for things instead of putting the work, the time, the effort into creating something. And this is something that I see a lot. And one of my other favorite examples of this, I remember at the job I was at before going off on my own and starting my business. I had this one coworker that, you know, it was very much expected of all of us at that gym to, you know, work overtime, do a bunch of things for free, go above and beyond. And like, it was very just well understood that it's like the ones who were willing to go more above and beyond were the ones who were going to be more successful. Now, you didn't have to, But if you wanted to succeed, it was probably a good idea to do some extra free hours, go volunteer when we had opportunities to go volunteer, things like that. And I remember every single time one of those opportunities came up, I jumped at it. I was like, oh, you need me to go to an event and sit at a booth and talk to people about our training? No problem. You need me to go do a session here? No problem. You need me to go help out here? No problem. And I had another coworker who said, yeah, I'll do that once they pay me what I'm worth. And I remember even at the time just thinking, being like, you're new here. And like, I was new-ish there as well. But it's like, you're new here. And you're saying, yeah, I'll help when you pay me what I'm worth. You haven't shown that you're worth anything. You know what I mean? When you're new in a company like that, you haven't shown that you're worth anything. So yes, on the surface, there's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want to do volunteer hours. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't want to do these extra things if I'm not getting paid. But when you really break it down, who's the one that's going to be more successful? The one who sits back and says, pay me what I'm worth in the beginning? Or the one who says, how can I help? How can I improve? How can I be of service to you? Probably the second one, right? So again, coming back to this original topic, this message from this guy talking about how self-centered and egotistical I am for missing a message on Instagram. When something like this happens, you know, just to put it out there, if someone just DMs me and says, hey, can you follow me? I'm probably not going to do it, because I would like to see you actually post something that's interesting that will make me want to follow you. But the same thing as like in the beginning at that gym. The reason that I was able to succeed at that gym, and I firmly believe the reason that I was able to transition out of that gym and start working on my own and be successful there, is because when opportunities came up to do extra work that could help me, I jumped at the opportunity. I didn't say, what are you paying me for that? I said, yeah, what do you need? Where can I be of service? But taking that attitude and going the extra mile is what pushes you further in life. Now, don't get me wrong. There hits a point that you don't need to do as much of that, or there hits a point where it doesn't make sense to do as much of that. Like even today, I understand in the grand scheme of things, I am nobody. Like I'm not trying to, you know, big time anything or anything like that by saying this, but it's like, I've been doing this job now for 15 years. I've worked with some pretty high level athletes. I've built up a good business. For me now, going and doing a bunch of free extra work on the side doesn't generally make a lot of sense, because I'm not in that position. I've built up a little bit more of a reputation. I have a clientele that can vouch for me. I have testimonials. I've built that so that I don't have to go prove it anymore. But at the same time, last week I was down in Texas and I spent the week at a new MMA gym opening there, De La Rosa MMA. If you're ever down in Azle, Texas, go check them out. And in that environment, a lot of these people didn't know who I was. So I didn't walk in like, you know, puffing the chest out being like, well, I walked in, I explained, you know, why I was there, what I was doing. And I spent the whole week delivering value for free, doing sessions, working with some athletes, teaching, you know, the differences between what they were doing before and what they're doing now. Because in that scenario, my only goal was to deliver value. My only goal was to show what I could deliver for you. Because I understood, even though, you know, I've done some good things for myself in my career, I understood that these people don't owe me anything. These people don't know who I am. These people don't have any obligation. So in that scenario, I wanted to just put forward the value for free. Now, this is one of the things that I think a lot of athletes need to hear, because, you know, I was talking about the example of the other guy that I worked with at this gym, you know, pay me what I'm worth. Instead of just trying to do whatever he could to continue to advance. And this is something I see with a lot of athletes as well. You know, coming into a fight, coming into, you know, a show, whatever it is, and basically taking the attitude of like, you need to pay me what I'm worth. You need to, you know, basically thinking that this show or this promotion can't turn around and find a different person to fill that slot. You know, and because in the beginning, guys, especially in the early points of the career, it's unfortunate. Like, I wish it wasn't true. But if you're not willing to step up and take an opportunity, you're not willing to, you know, go above and beyond to put yourself in a better position, there's going to be someone else who's willing to do it. And because you haven't, you know, shown what you're worth at this point in the early point of the career, you can't come in with a whole bunch of demands. There are going to be times where you're going to have to take something that you don't necessarily love, but you take that opportunity that you're not necessarily thrilled about, because by doing that, you're going to build that reputation with that promotion that now says, oh, when we call him on short notice, he's willing to step up. He's willing to save the show. He's willing to do this or that. And then over time, the more you're willing to give, the more you're willing to go above and beyond, the more these other people are going to start to see, okay, we want to do more for him because he's willing to do more for us. We want to do more for him or her because they're willing to go above and beyond, and they're showing that they want to be here. They're showing that they want to improve. They're showing that they want to do more. And because they want to do more, we want to help them out, right? And that's the attitude that I think a lot of athletes need a little bit of an adjustment with. And whether that is, you know, with sponsors, you know, I've spoken to a lot of athletes that they're like, well, I posted something on social media asking for sponsors and like nobody showed up. I'm like, yeah, because who the hell are you? Why do they want to give you their money? You're a local athlete? Cool. Guess what? There's a whole lot of other local athletes too. So why you? What are you willing to do for them that's going to make them say, I want to give this person money? Right? Like, I have a lot of people ask me for free training. And that's something that 99% of the time I'm going to say no to. Because I also have a lot of people that pay me a lot of money to train them. So why would I train you for free? Whereas one time that I did say yes to that, I had an athlete come to me with a proposition that actually delivered value to me. This athlete came through and he said, hey, I'd like you to train me for free, but I run a jiu-jitsu school with 40 plus athletes that are all competing. If you train me for free, I will give you access to like do some advertisements at our gym, to get connected with my athletes, and I will promote your services to this group of 40 people that learn from me. Now that is saying, hey, I want this little thing from you, but in exchange, here's this massive value add, right? Because he understood I don't owe him anything, but that is a trade that's actually worth it. You get what I'm saying? But the same idea, if anybody listening to this right now just DM'd me and said, hey, can you train me for free? No. Because there's no benefit going the other way. You're not showing, hey, this is what I want to do for you. This is how I want to benefit you in exchange for the benefit you're going to provide for me. You're just asking for shit, right? If you want a business to sponsor you, how is it going to benefit them? They don't owe you money. You're not special. As much as you might want to think you are, and like, it honestly even feels bad saying it, because there are a lot of athletes out there that I know work super hard. I know you train hard. I know you push yourself. I know you're doing everything you can, but you've got to understand so are so many other people. So you need to do something that's going to show why you deserve the money, why you deserve the follow, why you deserve that bigger spot in that bigger promotion. If you're willing to do more for them, they're going to be willing to do more for you. If you're posting interesting content that people want to see, they're going to follow you. If you're not, then when you just DM people asking, hey, can you follow me? Yeah, some might do it, but also like, why? What benefit is that going to provide somebody's life? Probably none. So you've got to think about it that way. People don't owe you anything. People aren't egotistical because they say no to you or don't respond to you. You might just not have proven what you're worth yet. You might just not have proven to them the value that you can provide. So guys, the main thing I want you to get across from that is just a little bit of a mindset adjustment. Now, understand that this is not me trying to call any one person out. This is not me trying to make anyone feel bad about themselves. This is just straight up. Like, there are a lot of athletes out in the world today. There are a lot of athletes that work very hard out in the world today. So if you're competing for sponsorships, if you're competing for a spot on a card in a promotion, whatever else it might be, there is an element of you've got to show what you're willing to do that the others aren't willing to do. yeah, it would be great if everybody just gave you the opportunities you wanted, gave you the money you wanted, gave you everything you wanted. But when you're going up against it, you've got to understand that you're not special. They're looking and they're saying, what is going to help us the most? Should I sponsor this athlete or should I sponsor this athlete? And right now, the two are equal. So what are you going to do that's going to show that their money is better spent sponsoring you? What are you going to do that is going to show you are worthy of their attention, their money, whatever else it might be? So guys, that is it. That is all. I hope you got some value from that. I hope you learned something. If you did, I would love to know what it is. Make sure to shoot me a message across any of my social media platforms. The link on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And as always, I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day, and I will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Elite Development Podcast. Now remember, information without execution is useless. So take what you learned in the show today and go figure out how you can apply it to your career to start making progress right away. My one ask of you is share the show around. Make sure you're subscribed. Make sure you're following on all the social media platforms. The links on how to do that will be in the show notes below. And in turn, have a great day, and I can't wait to see you on the next episode.